Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Talking about Joe Phelps and Freestone are they have to go hand in hand. But to start with Joe Phelps, Joe Phelps founded Joseph Phelps Vineyards in 1973, the first vintage of Insignia, which was what Joseph Phelps and St. Helena is best known for, was 1974. And Joe had a complete career before that. Joe had taken over his father's construction company out of Greeley, Colorado, and grew it to like a national construction company called Hensel Phelps. And Hensel Phelps now is, they're big. They do international jobs. They're a big, big construction company. And so Joe was traveling in California and doing jobs in California with his construction company and fell in love with St. Helena in Napa Valley. And Joe was a man of intention. He wanted to be the best at everything. And that wasn't just winemaking. It could have been, a sport like tennis. I remember talking about how he took up tennis and he like went all in on it. And so he was just that type of guy. Joe wanted to be the best at whatever it was that he kind of put his mind to. And so what Joe was hugely influential with is that he never settled. So in 1974, he made the first red table wine in Napa Valley, which is kind of what is a lot of producers are doing now. So he's doing a Bordeaux style wine. It's a blend. He was the first to do that. Joe was also like the first to varietally label Syrah, like post prohibition in California. And that was, I think, in 1974 as well. So he was, Joe was like a lover of wines of the world, just in general. So his first winemaker was Walter Schug. Walter Schug was a German immigrant. And Phelps messed with every varietal under the planet in the early days, like aromatic whites. So like Gewürztraminer, Riesling, Johannesburg Riesling. They did Pinot Noir off of Spring Mountain. They did Syrah. When they quickly realized something wasn't gonna work, they tore it out and started over again until they could really find quality that they were looking for. It was a long process. You can't talk about the red table wine of Napa Valley without talking about Joe Phelps, much like you can't talk about Napa Valley without talking about the Mondavi. There were a lot of immigrants, European immigrants, that brought wine culture to us.
I read that part about Hines, one of the other vineyards. He planted for 5 years and then it's not doing it. What are you, ripped it up? And I was thinking of Field of Dreams, where he's like ripping up the cornfield, right? And what are you doing, man? That's your cash crop.
Totally. And it just went to show how Joe just wasn't willing to, he didn't rest on his laurels. He wanted the best of the best. And so you fast forward to Freestone. Joe was a lover of like Burgundy as well. So he loved Chardonnay. He loved Pinot Noir. He wanted to make those wines again. They'd always made some Chardonnay in Napa. They had a label called Ovation. So they had done Chardonnay in the past. And I think what really motivated them to come west, if I recall correctly, was they were looking for a place to do estate Chardonnay. And it brought them out to Sonoma County and more specifically to the Sonoma Coast. And so what you quickly realize, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay kind of go hand in hand in the climates and the environments that grow world-class Pinot and Chard. And so they planted both varietals and they settled on a area called Freestone, which is in the West Sonoma Coast, and planted between two estate vineyard sites, 100 acres of grapes. And so we have two vineyards, Quarter Moon and Pastoral. And between the two, Pastoral being 60 acres and Quarter Moon being 40, we have 100 acres. And they're located, I'd say, as the crow flies, about 7 to 8 miles away from Bodega Bay in the Pacific Ocean. He really went into the Freestone project with intention. It's got a separate winemaking facility, separate winemaking staff. And it just really shows his dedication to crafting world-class wines.